cut that short because of a quarterback situation?
No, we just talked as had a coordinator meeting even before that came up. Just there were things we wanted to get done situationally. And knowing, you know, Day headed into the day off and had some things we wanted to get done. But traditionally for us, this has been a shortened practice.
Mike, you're going to take Johnny on a day-by-day basis as far as the NFL?
I think we have a pretty good feel that just the day's rest will be enough. And if it's not, then we'll deal with it accordingly.
Did you guys have to do an MRI or anything? Or is this your
No.
How about some of those other guys that were on the bike, like Hayden and Gilbert? Will they be back Wednesday?
Yeah, the guys that were on the that we were just a little unsure about, just give them, since today was a lighter day anyway, give them today off and then tomorrow being the off day, so to maximize their chances to be able to go this weekend, see who can come out and go on Wednesday with basically essentially two more days of rest.
Johnny will be able to play.
Sure.
They kept Schwartz out of the one-on-one drills over here. Is he dealing with something?
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I know he had his thumb wrapped up, but I don't think it was anything serious.
So just to clarify, you'd like to see Hayden in this game and Gibson, even though they have practice in 2 weeks?
Well, the game's Saturday. If they can start practicing Wednesday, there'd be no reason to think that they wouldn't be able to go. Yeah, we're hopeful. I mean, the reach it'll probably be if the guys haven't done something by Thursday, then they're not going to go. But primarily the guys that haven't been out there for a while, you want to see them go Wednesday, or it'll be much less likely that they'll go.
What have you been told about Terrell and where he's at? I mean, is he even close or?
Yeah. From what I understand, he's close. He improves every day, but I just don't know. I don't know when that day is going to be where it's, hey, he's good to go. I mean, he's on a protocol with the trainers, and I get an update every day, and when I'm told he can't go, he can't go, and I focus most of my concerns on the guys that are out there.
Is Gilbert in that same category as Hayden and Gibson?
Yes.
If you can get back out there, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What updates have you received on Minga?
That he's doing well. I think he ran for the first time the other day. Good results. Felt good the next day, so feel positive about where he is. I think that target is still up in the air, but it could be for the opener. We're just not sure yet.
Could be. Would the final preseason game be highly unlikely?
I would have to say highly unlikely at this point.
Mike, we talked to Jim O'Neill earlier. He's real happy with the depth you have up in line, especially based on what happened last year. You feel the same way?
I do. That'll be some tough decisions. When we take this roster down to 53, I mean that's quality depth. We have several guys that could play in this league, and it remains to be seen whether or not we can keep all of them.
What has Randy Starch shown you this
camp? We've taken care of him because of his time in the league. But when we've gotten him out there and asked him to go, he's gone, and he's been productive. So. It's a veteran guy. He's a good presence in that room, a good influence, and he's shown that he can still play.
Even though you know Terrell is just a wide receiver for you guys, when you have a situation like this and he does have some experience at quarterback, does that factor into your thinking at all in how you perceive roster decisions or anything like that?
Really looking at him right now as a wide receiver. Then if he does make it, and then you could look to, it's nice knowing that you have that skill set. But I think it's dangerous when you start to think, okay, well, we can still let him dabble back in quarterback. He's got to prove that he can make it as a wideout first, and that's a potential benefit down the road.
Kitchen is injured guys today.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
I believe he has a groin.
When you're talking about hard decisions and D-line, or Phil Taylor and Shelton, obviously you have those guys there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have been very complimentary of Kitchen in the past, but
mm-hmm.
Is he a guy maybe who could get caught in a numbers game there, considering what you've added?
Yeah, that's like I said, we have several guys that can play. We'll just have to see how it plays out. We still have two games left, and want to start making those decisions yet. You just let it play out and you know, see how it is at the end.
How has Justin Gilbert been as far as kind of accepting teaching, coaching more this year? Sometimes that was a struggle last year. Is he better in that?
He's better.
Is he still behind? Jim was just talking about how much a big part of the problem is his technique.
Yeah, there are guys, and he's not the only one where they can show the technique on the practice field. But then you got to be able to take the next step. Sometimes you get in a game, and you just revert back to poor habits. But he's a guy he's been receptive to coaching, and he's taking a step in the right direction that way.
One other point on him, he had said that really he kind of got by on his athleticism in college. Is that common with guys that high? When you take some guy in the draft, or do you usually guys have to show a little bit more technique to be drafted that high?
No, this is you look at size, you look at speed, you look at the coverage ability, and they're most, especially corners, are going to have some technical flaws coming out. And there's a lot of different ways that might just have been the way that they were being coached. You know, are they press bail guys? Are they press? They're going to stay square? Are they off cover guys? There are some guys that come out of college, corners that have never been asked to backpedal, and you have to teach them that in the NFL. But you don't want to ever let that restrict you from, hey, he's not a finished product from what we're looking for from a system standpoint. This guy proved he could play corner at a high level in college, and there's some technical things that we think can help him, and that's why that. You know, we go out and coach them hard every day.
Can you think of some guys, Mike, that you've been with in your career? I know I've coached with the linebackers at Baltimore, but that struggled early and then light came on, even was 2 years. Corners specifically I'm talking about, might come on 2 years after they were drafted.
Yeah, I mean, I think the league is filled with examples of guys that struggled early. I had Terrell Suggs as a, you know, Rex and I had him in the D-line room as a rookie. I mean, he was really struggling and was really questioning his future in football coming out of those first couple weeks, and the light came on for him. I look at a Bart Scott who was undrafted, who was barely making the team as a special teams guy, and all of a sudden the light came on for him, and you look at the career that he had. So a lot of these guys are late bloomers for a variety of reasons, but I think the league is filled with examples of guys that have a tough time finding their way early, and then the light eventually comes on.
Mike Flick was talking this morning a little bit about how Johnny's sort of three-quarter release might put a little bit of undue strain on the elbow and lead to some of this soreness, but he also mentioned it's very difficult to try to get somebody to change those kind of mechanics. But with Kevin O'Connell, I mean,
No, I just think I think it's at this point in his career, we're not going to try to change his throwing motion. I think that's an advantage that he has. There are times where he'll change his arm angle to make a throw. That if you stick with your traditional throwing motion, the ball's either going to get knocked down, you got a guy in your way, you got an outstretched arm, you want to go ahead and drop the ball down a little bit and make a throw. So I think that's an advantage of his. We just have to be mindful of it, and when he does get sore, shut him down.
So when you're evaluating
I just think as long as you can manage it and you know, and a lot of times you have to rely on the player to give you the feedback of, hey, this is starting to bother me, and we can do some things from a training standpoint. But if that's what made him successful, or it's something that you don't want to tinker with at this point. I mean, like I said, it's an advantage, and as long as you can manage it. But I can't think of many examples from around the league where a guy came in and who changed his arm angle and ended up out of the league because of chronic arm soreness.
We saw a little bit of a Shane Wynn playing safety today. I was just wondering if that was a body issue or lack of bodies, or if that was something that you maybe experienced.
Well, part of it is necessity, just given our depth, and you start to look forward to the last two games. So for emergency planning, you want to make sure that if you have to throw a guy out there, I've been involved in situations where we've had to play offensive lineman at defensive tackle, We've had to move receivers over to play wide out. He's a unique athlete, and I'd be shocked if he couldn't function on the defensive side. But right now, it's just building some depth for the last two games.
Mike, do you feel that you'll find out something important about McCown in preseason game three being what it is?
Well, yeah. To me, we just want continued progress with that group in there with the ones. Running the offense and walking off the field a better offense as a result. There's nothing that we're looking for that's magical from this game that he's going to take. We just want to get better. We want to walk off the field of Tampa a better football team at all positions.